Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shrine1.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಓಂ ಸಹನಾಭವತು ಸಹನೋ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಸೋ ಹಿ ಸೆಡ್, ಅವಿಚಾರ್ಯಂ ವಿಚಾರ್ಯಂ ವಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಅಧ್ಯಾಸ ನಿರೂಪಣಾತ್. ಅವಿಚಾರ್ಯಂ ವಿಚಾರ್ಯಂ ವಾ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ discuss upon or not discuss upon Brahma, because the adhyasa, the superimposition itself is not proven. Then the Purapakshi says, this is the doubt, this is the doubt. The Purapakshi, the opponent says, asandeha afalatvabhyam na vicharam tadarhati. There is no need to inquire upon it, because there are two things. One is asandeha, there is no doubt about it. I don't have any doubt about the Brahman, the existence. And afalatvabhyam, there is no result. Even if I start inquiring about this Brahma, there is no result I see. So there is no use in inquiring on this self, he says. Then the Siddhanti says, no, adhyaso aham buddhi siddha. Don't say it is not proven, it is established. It is established when I say I. So this is the idea we have. Therefore, aham buddhi siddha. And asangam brahma shuti iritam. The Brahman is not associated with anything else. But you say, I, this body, this, this, that and all. So you think the body to be Brahman, to be I. Body is not I, because body is associated. Brahman is not associated. Therefore, that is negated. So adhyasa is experienced by everyone. This is also proven. And you said the second logic you said is, there is no result for this. Now there is a result also. What is the result? Sandehat mukti bhavacha. There is doubt you have. What? Body? It's not I. Then what is? You have doubts. Therefore, there is a doubt. We have to start the inquiry. One, mukti bhavacha. The result also is there. Result. What is the result? Release from this bondage. Release from this trouble is the result. Therefore, Brahma Vicharyam Vedataha. Brahman should be inquired upon from the Shastra, from the Shruti. Now, Atma Vare Drashtavyaha Shrutavyaha Vantavyo Nirityasitavyaha Ityatra Atma Drashna Falamuddishya Tatsadhatvena Charan Vidhiyate. It's Vidhiyate. Okay. Atma vare drashtavyah tika, down, below tika. Atma vare drashtavyah shrotavyah mantavyah nididhyasitavyah. Atma vare, atma vare, atma is definitely that are, dear, are means dear here. So dear, atma is definitely, atma should be definitely drashtavyah, should be seen. Shrotavya should be heard upon. Mantavya should be meditated upon. Nidityasitavya, one should be thinking upon atma, one should be established in that atma. So this is what one should have to do. Iti atra atma darshana phalam uddishya. In this way, the Shruti says, the result is atma darshana. The result is atma darshana. Atma darshana means the vision of one's self. Now, that is the result. Tat sadhanatvena charvanam vidyate. For that vision, to gain the vision of the self, sharvana, studying is the means. Studying is the means. Sharvana, listening to the shastra, is said to be the means to gain the vision of self. Vision of self means, we are not going to have the knowledge of self or something else other than me. It is me, I. That is the knowledge I am going to gain. Because indriya agocharatvat, anindriya gocharatvat, indriya agocharatvat, the self is not a knowledge of the objects, the sense objects, the sense organs. So, it is not an object of the sense organs. Therefore, it cannot be, the vision of it cannot be had. Then, how do you understand then? Is there no way? No, once you cannot experience the self, that they say. But that is true. You cannot experience the self as things like that. It does not mean there is no experience itself. It is experiential. The self is always experiential. You experience it as I, the existence. Because buddhi, only through the buddhi you can, the pure heart, pure intellect, pure knowledge, you can gain this knowledge. So, shravanam nama. Shravanam is the means, it is said. Shravana means listening to the shastra. What is shravana proper? So he says, shravanam nama vedavakyanam brahmani tatparyam nirnetum anukulo nyaya vicharaha. This is shravana. It is not just listening. Listening to scriptures, not just that. Then what? Shravanam nama. Shravana means Vedanta Vakyanam Brahmani Tatparyam Nirnetum. All the Vedanta Vakyas, the sentences in the Vedanta, the Upanishads, the Shruti, the Smriti, etc., wherever the Jiva and Brahma. What is Vedanta? The text which deals with any text, any sentence, any state which deals with the Aikya between Jiva and Brahma. Non-duality between the Jiva and the Ishvara, Paramatma, Parambrahman is Vedanta. So, that Vedanta Vakya, that sentence which deals with this Vedanta, it may be anywhere, that sentence, Vakyanam Brahmani Tatparam Nirnetum, it means only Brahman. I am not different from that Brahman, which is Self. So, that is the purport. And anukulo vyapara, for that whichever vyapara transaction is conducive, proper. That is shravana, listening. I am not just listening to the shastra. The shastra which deals with the non-duality between the jiva and the Brahman, and which fixes the knowledge of non-difference between jiva and Brahman. That is the shravana. That is the listening. Now, tadetad vichara vidhayakam vakyam vishayaha. Now, how do you know? You have to study. You have to listen to that. In the shastra it is said, svadhyayo adhyetavyaha. One should have to study one's own shaka. But here, shrotavinu mandidhyasitavya is the sentence which is taken here. Therefore, nacha ayam vishayaha shlokayor na sangrihita iti shankyam. But this is not what was discussed in the shlokas. You should not have this doubt. Why? Sandeha sangrahena eva arthat tat sangraha pratitehe. There is a doubt. The doubt sangraha, the comparison of doubt itself brings in through its meaning, through its pointer, that it also points out to this idea. Brahma vicharatmakam nyaya nirnayatmakam shastram arabhyam anarabhyam arabhyam va iti sandeha. What is the doubt? What is the doubt? Arabhyam anarabhyam arabhyam va. Should we start or not start? Start or not start? What? Brahma vicharatmakam nyaya nirnayatmakam shastram. The shastra, should we start or not? What kind of shastra? Nyaya nirnayatmakam. Nyaya is the adhikara, the topic of discussion. What is the result of the topic of discussion? This is nyaya. On which topic are you discussing? Brahma vicharatmakam, the inquiry into the self, and that is the discussion here. So, should this discussion of inquiry into the self start or not? That is the doubt. So, he says, Purvottara Paksha Yukti Dvayam Sarvatra Sandeha Bijam Unneyam. How you come to this standpoint of doubt? What is doubt? A doubt is the standpoint of two different contradictory people. The opponent and the Siddhanti, the Vedanti. So, both the viewpoints, both are many. the opponent can be manifold. So the opponent's viewpoint and Siddhanta can be only one, Vedanti one. So both the opponent's viewpoint, opponent or opponent's viewpoint, and the Siddhanti is Sandeha, is the doubt. Clubbing both the opponent's viewpoint points with Siddhanti is doubt. Okay. Purotra tatra anarabhyamiti tavad praptam. What do you think? Should we start or not start? The Purupakshi says, no, don't start. You will say, start. Purupakshi says, don't start, because it is not necessary. Don't start. Why? Vishaya prayojana yor abhava. There is no vishaya, there is no prayojana, use. The vishaya, it's no subject matter. This is not a subject matter of discussion. There is no need for discussing in this. And there is no result. Even if you discuss upon this, there is no use in it. So don't waste your time, he says. Why? Sandigdham hi vichara vishayo bhavati. Vishaya, it is not a subject matter. Subject matter for what? For discussion. Why? Because only if you have doubts, only in subject matter where you have doubt, you try to inquire into it. Now, here, Brahma to asandigdham. Brahma is, in Brahman, I don't have any doubts. So there is no point in discussing it. There is no point in inquiring into it. So, tathahi tat kim brahmakarena sandidhyate atmakarena va. No, we have doubts. You have doubts. People have doubts. If you say, now I will ask you one question. What is the way in which you have doubt? Brahmakarena sandhyate atmakarena va. You have doubt in the form of Brahman or in the form of Atman. In which form do you have doubt? You said you have doubt in Brahman, so you have to discuss upon this Brahman, inquire into this Brahman, then I will ask this question. Do you have doubt in the form of Brahman or in the form of Atma, Jiva? Brahman. A. Very good. Na adhyaha. It is not possible. Why? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma iti vakyena brahmakaras nishyat. Shruti has very clearly presented. What is Brahman? Satyam jnanam anantam. This is the sarupa lakshana of Brahman. Satyam, the Brahman is devoid of all untruth. It is truth itself. Jnanam, it is knowledge itself. Anantam, it is bliss itself. Anantame vanantaha, it is bliss itself. That which is all pervading is bliss. So, it is bliss itself. So, there is no doubt in Brahman. Now, what do you want to say? Second. No, that also is not possible. Na tritiyaha, aham pratyayena atmakarasya apinishchayata. You cannot have doubt in the Atma also. You don't have any doubts in the Atma? No. Because everyone experiences I. With this knowledge of I, it is experienced. Everyone knows what Atma is. So, you cannot have doubt in the Atma also. Adhyastha Atma Vishyatvena Branto Aham Pratyahiti Cheta. But that idea of I is wrong. It is superimposed. Why? Adhyastha Atma Vishyatvena. The superimposition of self on non-self is what you see as I. If I say like that is also wrong. Why? Adhyasa anurupanat. This adhyasa, the superimposition of self on non-self, you say this superimposition itself is not proven. It doesn't exist. So how can you prove it? Tattamaha tava prakashavat viruddha sabhavayoho jada ajadayoho dehatmanoho shuktika rajata vad anyonya tadatmya adhyaso na nirupetum shakyate. Tava prakashavat. Like the tamaha, darkness, and prakasha, light. Atyanta viruddha yoho, viruddha sabhava yoho, contradictory. What is contradictory? Like light and darkness, it is contradictory. What is contradictory? Jada ajada yo. Jada and ajada. Jada, the inert, and ajada, the sentient. They are contradictory, like darkness and light. Which is, what do you see? This is example, like darkness and light, like inert and sentient. What is inert? Body. What is sentient? Atma, self. So, this body is inert and Atma is sentient. In that, Shuktika Rajatavat Anyonya Tadatmya Adhyasaha Na Nirupayatum Shakyate. Like the rope and snake. You see, the rope, the superimposition of snake on the rope, like that, here the superimposition cannot exist. It is impossible to prove this superimposition. Because, if you say in the Jada, in the inert, the superimposition of sentient is not possible, then that is wrong. Why? Snake, the rope is inert. The snake which is superimposed is sentient. So, it is possible in some place that the inert, on inert you superimpose the sentiency. Therefore, here also it is possible. If you think, then that is not, it cannot be proven. Therefore, tasmat abhrantabhyam shuti aham pratyabhyam nishchitasya asandigdhatvat vicharasya navshayo asti. Tasmat, therefore, abhrantabhyam shuti aham pratyabhyam, the non-contradictory things where there is no confusion, which is the shuti. Shuti very clearly says about the self, Brahman. I don't have any confusion there. And the I, the knowledge of I, there also I don't have any confusion. See, in either place if I have confusion, either in the shuti or in the Brahman, there is a possibility to inquire upon the self. But I don't have any confusion in this Shruti, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, nor I have any confusion in this Self, I, Jiva. Therefore, Nishchitasya Asandigdhatvat, and this knowledge is very clear. Whatever Shruti says, there also I have total clarity. Whatever the experience says, there also I have total clarity. Therefore, Asandigdhatvat, there is no doubt. Therefore, vicharasya navishayo asti. For inquiry, there is no chance. To start the inquiry, there is no chance. Napi prayojana pashyama. Okay. Even though there is no chance, why don't you do it? Just for fun's sake. There is no use. You won't even get any fun. Why? He says, Utta prakarena brahmatmani nishchite api Mukti adarshanat. Even if I understand in this way, I don't see release from this bondage. Therefore, there is no use in inquiring into this Brahman. Tasmat. Therefore, this is the Purupakshi's standpoint. Brahma vichara anarham iti shastram anarambaniyam iti Purupaksha. This is the Purupaksha. This is the opponent's standpoint. What does he say? Brahma vichara anarham. The Brahman is not, does not have the eligibility to inquire upon. It doesn't have the eligibility. So, therefore, don't start this inquiry. One should not start the inquiry into the self. This is the Purvapaksha. Now, atra uchyate, we will say, wait, listen to me. Why? Shastram arambhaniyam. What is your point? Shastram Arambhaniyam, you should have to start the inquiry. Why? Kutaha? I have proven there is no subject matter and there is no use. No, there is no result. I have already proven. I will say, I will give you my reasons also. What is the reason? Vishaya Prayojana Sadbhavat. You said there is no Vishaya and there is no Prayojana. There is no use. There is no possibility to, that there is no subject matter to inquire and there is no use. But I say there is subject matter and there is use. What? Yes. Shruti aham pratyayoho vipratipatya sandigdham brahmatma vastu. Shruti aham pratyayoho vipratipatya. There is a confusion in the, there is contradiction. Shruti says something and I have some knowledge. Shruti says the self is satyam jnanam anantam. And I have the knowledge that I, the self, the jiva is bound to this body, embodiment. It is not ananta. And this is also not jnana. We know how much knowledge we have. It says knowledge, that Brahman is knowledge. And we know we don't have that. And that Brahman is satyam, it is truth. We know how true we are. So, contradiction, there is doubt. Therefore, sandigdham brahmatma vastu. This brahmatma vastu, the subject matter Brahman is, there is a doubt in Brahman. Therefore, it is eligible to inquire upon.